The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Tony Holohan has warned the non-vaccinated population not to travel abroad this summer. The chief medical officer says he'd like to see air travel resume for vaccinated people, but warned against jetting off for those who have yet to receive a vaccine. I'm joined now by the founder of Recover Irish Aviation, pilot Captain Simon Crohan. Simon, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks.
What do you make of the latest interjection from the CMO?
Look, it's another shot across my industry that's on its knees. You know, it is extremely unhelpful. On the 19th of July, the digital COVID certificate is going to come into operation, which should allow the free movement of people around the EU. And now all of a sudden we're looking at further advice. And it's really for the young cohort, I believe, 19 to 24-year-olds, not to travel. And that advice is not in any other, it's not being given to any other cohort of people around the EU. So here we have another, on top of antigen testing, that the digital COVID certificate can accommodate. We've another, you know, attempt to kind of put travel under the cosh for no reason that we can see, because if every other EU country thinks it's safe, why do we put this restriction on it?
There is a kind of a contradiction in terms here, because they are talking about opening everything up on July the 19th, and that includes indoor dining. So you're going to be sitting, you know, cheek by jowl with people, well, you know, with some social distancing, but they won't have masks because they'll be eating and so on. And you're going to do that without an antigen test. Unlike in some European countries, if you want to dine in their place, you get an antigen test to show you're free of infectiousness, and then you can go ahead and dine. We're reopening without any of those precautions, and yet we won't, you know, do anything for aviation in terms of antigen testing. But what about PCR? I mean, presumably the passport will, if you've got your three-day-old PCR test, you can still travel.
You can, but I mean, that's the point, Pat. You're going to get tested out and tested back. So we've got a cohort of people who are unvaccinated and can't be and won't be vaccinated this summer, more than likely, an age group, particularly children and younger adults. And we're now telling them not to travel. And they have family, they've been waiting years, they've behaved all year, and they want to go back. We've had people working in this economy that we've relied on they don't originate here. And now we're saying, don't travel home, don't go back to your parents. You know, whereas in every other country in Europe, they're saying that's okay because it's safe. It's the safe reopening of the EU on the 19th we're talking about under this mechanism. And you're absolutely right. There's just no joined up writing in this. We just can't understand it. Mm. And what happened on Wednesday, you know, where an aviation transport committee for the rapid antigen testing under aviation was being discussed, we saw, you know, stunts like self-testing been done, which really, really went down extremely badly in our community, because we're not looking for self-testing. It's not part of what we're talking about. Showed an attitude towards us.
Yeah, the self-testing, a lot of people, certainly among my friends, use self-testing all the time, even though many of them are vaccinated, just to make sure if they're meeting up with people that they're not bringing an infection with them. And that's kind of a mature use of self-testing. But for aviation, they have testing, antigen testing, in the airports, I believe, in the basement car park or whatever. So it's already there on a commercial basis. Why can't they just trust the DAA or whatever to set it up? Because I would imagine years ago when you said every bag is going to be x-rayed and every person is going to have their bags open if there's anything suspicious there, people have said, sure, that's going to delay you terribly. You couldn't be doing that for every passenger. They do it now.
They do. And I mean, it can be done. It's been done everywhere else. I mean, we have a pilot, Dr. Niamh Power, who set up a company at the airport who does this. So a doctor, she swabbed me. So we're talking about supervised testing. And the accuracy, as Ciara Kelly has said on News Talk, the accuracy is very, very high for infectiousness, for screening of passengers. So, you know, the self-testing, to appear at a committee which wasn't talking about self-testing, to produce, you know, something with tonic water or butter, whatever it was, it showed an attitude towards this. It showed an attitude of resistance and not an attitude to let's try and do something to better it. So, you know, it was really, and then on top of that, Pat, we had the understanding that NPHET didn't discuss the Ferguson report on antigen testing. So, I mean, if that was the aviation community and we had a safety tool that we did not discuss at safety management committees, you would be on to me saying that is just ridiculous. I mean, I could say stronger words, but I mean, it's just unconscionable that that Ferguson report, which could have been adopted and used now. You know, I watched last night. I'm a soccer fan. I watched a full stadium in Denmark. What did they know that we don't know? You know, we're sitting here, you know, with a huge resistance to aviation, a huge resistance and slowness to roll out when other people are doing different things.
It doesn't seem like they want to take the trouble of doing the antigen test. You know, they didn't do it for the Ivy Gardens concert last week, and they didn't do it for sport. So they just don't seem to. There's some inhibition there somewhere. Now, there is one cautionary aspect to all of this, Simon, lest we be accused of being totally biased in favour of aviation. Last summer, the second wave in Britain was caused by people travelling. And you know, now we've got people with the Indian variant free to travel out of Britain. They might have to quarantine when they come back. But the issue would be you go to Spain, you go to Portugal, you meet a few Brits, you pick up the Indian variant. Because it was British travel particularly, and indeed travel by Germans and French, that led to the second wave. It was basically summer holidays caused the wave. What do you say to those arguments?
Will you antigen test before departure on the way back? So if you get the variant, you don't get on my airplane. And there is another issue. You know, we have an open border and we have the variant. It's on the island anyway. It's north and south. We have 30,000 crossings a day on that border. So, you know, at some stage we've got to live with this and mitigate properly. But those tools are there for us. And if we leave something like aviation, which has so many hooks to the economy and how this economy gets back running, if we leave this at the end, all of those industries and all of those people that are going to suffer. So, you know, we've got to decide now that this is something we do and we mitigate against. And we're not asking for antigen testing exclusively. We're saying either or. Do PCR test or antigen test on the way back. And one or the other, we don't mind because they're both very good for infectiousness. PCR testing obviously has a residual issue where you're positive post-infectiousness. So, but look, there's mitigations there. The airports, the aircraft, the HEPA filters. We know travel is safe. We've tested all this, and a small proportion of people came in and seeded it, but we have an open border. And there's nothing that's going to stop that. So we've got to decide to live.
All right, Simon, thank you very much for joining us. That's Captain Simon Crohan, who's founder of Recover Irish Aviation.